This is Reset here on 91.5 WBEZ. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, every other week we bring you What's That Building? A segment that explores the vast and diverse architectural gems in our area. Today is a perfect What's That Building because it's a mixture of great architecture and history. Exploring a relic in plain sight right downtown, the Sea Caves of Van Buren Street. Our tour guide, our architectural sleuth, Dennis Rodkin, is back. He writes for real estate and development for Crane Chicago Business. Dennis, the Sea Caves of Van Buren Street.
Hi, Justin. I like that, the way you phrase it.
All right, before we get to the Sea Caves, I want to get your take on the story about the We Will Chicago plan that was released today. It's the first time there's been a city plan since the Harold Washington administration. What's your thought on the mayor putting this proposal out today?
Well, I think it's something that she, of course, has said she was going to do because she wants to direct there's build south and west, this idea that we should move some of the development energy that has been focused on downtown out into the city, into parts of the city that have been lacking. And I think of course we should. You know, when you look at the history of Chicago, when you think of, for example, the Dan Ryan Expressway being routed in order to leave black people on the east side and white people on the west side, when you think of the things that have happened over time in the city that have helped to divide and helped to sort of drive disinvestment, I think it's great to see a document that wants to say, let's spread investment throughout the city. Let's actually target parts of the city and say, here's where we're going to do it. And over time, you can expect green space, more green space in this neighborhood, more infrastructure in that neighborhood. Seems like a good idea to me.
Well, we'll definitely be covering that more as the proposal comes out. There's going to be a long process to get this underway, including approval at City Council. Let's get back to the Sea Caves of the Chicago River, the Sea Caves of Van Buren Street. This is actually an architectural gem that you can really only get to by kayak.
By kayak, yeah. And that's how I and a couple of friends found it. This is a remnant of a 19th century streetcar tunnel that is literally hiding in plain sight. If you were to stand on the Van Buren Street Bridge over the South Branch, which is, you know, you really are in the heart of downtown there, and you look north about 150 feet up the river, which is not very far, you see weeds sprouting out of some concrete right by the left or west bank of the South Branch. That looks like just some junk that might be lying in the water. But actually, a few friends and I found that with kayaks, you can get into it, and it is a remnant of a tunnel that was built in 1894 to carry electric streetcars under the river to then connect to a streetcar line that went up Blue Island Avenue.
Wow, so that's amazing. So it automatically takes us back to a time before, you know, as we know our systems today, but the streetcar system there, That's part of history in its own right. That could be a What's That Building in its own right. So to have this kind of in that space, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. You know, and it's remarkable to find. It took me a while to figure out exactly what it was, but when you line up the maps, you line up the maps of the old streetcar tunnels, it's very clear that that's where we are. I don't know what part of the tunnel it is. Let me explain why you can only get in by kayak. You couldn't go in a power boat, and I don't think you could go in a canoe, because you sit higher above the water. In kayaks, these two friends, Matthew Gilson and Jay Shepsky from Channel 11 and I, found that we were sort of looking and saying, what's in there? And if you duck down flat against your kayak, you can go underneath these old iron girders that are just a few feet above the water. So you're not going to get in there in a powerboat. You're not going to get in there in a canoe, or you're unlikely to, which I think is why it's so secret. A lot of people kayak on the Chicago River, but I don't know how many would say, oh, let's see what's under there. And so we did, and what you're in is these sort of barrel-vaulted ceilings. You're essentially inside a piece of a tube that would be running across the river, though it ends. And you go through those, and you're in a great big open air room that is surrounded on three sides by steel girders, iron girders, and on the fourth side by the bank of the river, which of course is all concrete. Mm-hmm. We don't actually have river banks in downtown Chicago. And it's just sort of left there.
Gosh, man, the sea caves of Van Buren Street. Dennis Rodkin is with me, our tour guide, our architectural sleuth, brings us What's That Building every other week here on the program. And we're talking about a place you can only get if you lie down in your kayak and get in. I don't know if I would have the guts to do that. I feel like I'd be like, I don't know what's in there, man. I don't know if there's alligators or rats or what. I don't know. That's why you
gotta
do this.
You got to have that perpetual 12-year-old
yeah,
inside
right.
you. You got to have that, ooh, what's, you're somewhere mom wouldn't let me go. And we went in. And the thing is, Justin, you know, we're calling it sort of jokingly the sea caves of the Chicago River, but that's really the sort of experience you have because the light is sort of bent by coming. It comes through some breaks in the concrete, and it's like this great little adventure you can have only if you're willing to, again,
yeah.
sort of.
There's a contrast, too, because the manual administration here in Chicago puts so much into the Riverwalk. They really try
right.
to gloss it all up to make it as much 21st century as they can. So there's a great contrast here that this is a remnant. This is not necessarily tourist forward.
And the other thing about it is this remnant has been there for 96 years without being used. It was built in 1894. The tunnel was built in 1894 for streetcars. Then it was used through 1924, and then from then into the 50s, supposedly the tunnel under the river was sort of used for for trainees on streetcars and L's and that sort of thing to learn how to operate in a tunnel. So it hasn't been publicly used since 1924. It hasn't been used at all, as far as I can determine, since the 1950s. The Loop has been through a lot, not only the development of the Riverwalk, but construction of mm-hmm. high rises within, you know, several yards of this site. And yet, there it is.
Is it part of the 300 South Riverside building? Is it the bottom of it? Is that the idea?
If you were at the 300 South Riverside building, which is sort of a curving glass building, and if you could open the window, though they aren't operable windows, and you looked straight down into the river, it would be there. I believe that the reason it's there is that the foundation of the building and the railroad tracks that run under the railroad tracks that run into Union Station probably are all tied in construction-wise. The whole thing was probably worked together. When they built, I read the old articles about the construction of the tunnel. They did have to jack up some buildings and that already existed on both sides of the river. They had to tie in the bases of those buildings to the tunnel so that the buildings would remain standing. So I think there's probably some structural reason that it still exists.
It's still there, right?
But then there's this stuff that just sticks out into the river that nobody's ever bothered just to chop off.
Well, besides the having to contort your body to get into this thing, I mean, is it safe in there? I mean, is it this kind of thing where the city's going to hear this conversation and be like, all right, block it off? Like, I mean, it's not obviously a tourist destination. So when you get in there, is it safe?
It should be a tourist destination.
Yeah.
You know, we discovered it a couple years ago. I've been back several times. Every time I paddle the downtown river, go in to check it out. And I'll tell you this much, those arches, those vaults I was talking about, they're lined with concrete. You never, in an unsafe building, you might see some of that crumbling. You might see cracks. It's all intact. Whether the city would endorse people going in, I certainly can't say, but I can say that having gone in several times and never felt any risk whatsoever, I'd suggest that anybody who has a kayak and paddles on the river give it a shot.
It's for urban adventurers or rowdy teenagers, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I guess I'm sort of both.
You're both. Dennis, this is great, and I think we should get on the trademark of the Sea Caves of Van Buren Bridge or the Sea Caves of the Chicago River. I think there's something there. You could start printing up T-shirts and really put up a kiosk right in front of it.
I think this would work out real well. I'm sure that will finally make me rich.
Dennis Rodkin, of course, brings us What's That Building every other week here on the program, and he covers real estate and development for Crane Chicago Business. Dennis, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Justin.